Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, one of the things that you often hear us talk about is finding new ways to reimagine downtown because of what we dealt with COVID, then people working remotely and not enough people coming back. There's a high unoccupancy rate in some of the buildings downtown. Talked about what they're going to do with the Gulf Tower, which is going to be a significant investment, over $200 million. And make that a high-end hotel, but at the same time, provide places for people to live. In the meantime, what do we do with some of the other places? How about the Pennsylvanian, which is an iconic building, which obviously most people who know the city know that used to be the railroad place for, in fact, there's actually a railroad station right behind it. But they turned it into 240 apartments. And right now we invite Jason Button, from CEO and co-founder of Placemaker, to join us on the Big K Morning Show. Do we have Jason? Had trouble
checking. How you doing?
Jason, how are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
Why do you want to invest in Pittsburgh?
Why do I want to invest in Pittsburgh? It's a great city.
Good. That's what we wanted to hear.
We love a lot of things about Pittsburgh. It's one of the few cities that's got a great mix of leisure and business, meaning people are there for fun, they're there for the sports. It's got a solid downtown business core. And the property we're taking over is also the most popular wedding venue in Pittsburgh. So it's a pretty bustling spot.
All right, so what's the game plan? I mean, as I mentioned, everybody knows the Pennsylvanian, and you're right, it's very iconic, historic, and as a beautiful venue. And what's the game plan for you and your company?
Yeah, so our goal is to bring hospitality to it. So it's got this great wedding venue, it's got these beautiful apartments above, and it's got this historic character, the soul. We run a property in Washington, D.C. that's similar. It's called Patterson House. It was the former temporary White House. And it's just got this energy about it. And so we bring in a dozen more people on the property. We provide extra services. We make the entire experience feel like you're living at a hotel. And so some of our residents in the building will get the benefit of hotel services. People that want to kind of stay like they live in Pittsburgh will be able to come for a night or a week or a month and stay with us. And then folks that are celebrating their wedding will be able to actually have, kids in separate bedrooms instead of having to hide in the bathroom at night because they're trying to stay in a hotel room. So we're really excited about the project.
So the outside of the venue, which is at a beautiful, I've been to many events there. You're right. It is a great spot. You're going to offer these short-term stays opportunities right inside the Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So once we start furnishing units, people will be able to book for a night or a long weekend or the week, or for folks that are moving to the area. They can book for a month or two and stay as long as they'd like.
What attracted you overall to Pittsburgh to want to invest here? Because this is really important because we're always talking about finding ways to reinvent our downtown area in particular.
Yeah, so when we look at markets, so we're around the country. We have a big presence in Washington, D.C., stuff in New York, Nashville, Central Texas, Austin, San Antonio. We normally start by looking at a downtown because it's where you can get the biggest mix of energy, right? You can get the business folks and the leisure folks. You see that in Pittsburgh. You see that kind of concentration in the downtown. Obviously, some of the neighboring submarkets are growing and getting a lot of energy, and some tech companies are coming in, which always brings the youth and some money. But Pittsburgh's downtown has historically been the core, and so that's where we're starting. Our goal would be to expand to some of the other submarkets in the area over time. But we normally go where we think the most amount of energy is, and that's your all downtown.
Well, and you know, we got big things coming here. They just announced the official dates for the NFL draft next April, which is one of the exciting things. But obviously, you're hearing that we've become an exploding tech center, and including artificial intelligence, bringing a lot of people from out of town in, maybe to stay.
Yeah, that's right. So while we love, it's called the compression event, something like the draft, where everyone's in town and it's a lot of fun. Over time, to build a good business, you want to have some durability to the folks that are staying and living in an area. And Pittsburgh's on the upswing, and we want to be a part of that.
All right, Jason, so when will this transition take place for you to be a part of this officially, or did it already?
Partially. So we are on site. We're running the building as of January 15th. Come this spring, though, is when people will be able to start staying there. And by, this time next year, the building will be pretty stable. It'll be about a third furnished units, two-thirds traditional apartments, and our full staff will be on site by the spring.
I like the concept. Where are you from originally?
Upstate New York, actually, just outside the Albany area. And then I spent almost two decades in Washington, D.C., I placed my heart for the snow in the Northeast. I was actually in Montreal for 5 years for college. So Pittsburgh doesn't seem all that cold in the winter.
Except for last week. That was the coldest in 10 years. So
it happens. Well, here's the crazy thing. In Montreal, they do everything in Celsius in Canada, and negative 40s when Celsius and Fahrenheit overlap. So I've had my moments. I wasn't in Pittsburgh last week, thank God. But it's built character.
Well, I wish you all the best, and thanks for investing in our city.
Yeah, we're excited to be there. If we can ever do anything to help, you just let us know.
All right, we'll stay in touch. The CEO and co-founder of Placemaker, Jason Budden, on the Big K Morning Show. And